Well, listeners, welcome to another episode of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witt, and I will be your guest interviewer for today. And joining me as my guest is the board chair from Out Central Cultural Center, Delray Zimmerman. Welcome.
Thank you, Carter. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Well, I'm so glad you could come in and tell us about Out Central.
Well, Out Central, we are Nashville's LGBTQIF, everything from gay to Z, cultural center. We have been on Church Street now for going on 4 years, and we exist for three reasons. First of all, we do our cultural programming there, which we consider to be arts, education, and wellness. Secondly, we exist to be a space resource for the rest of the community. We have other groups who meet there regularly. And thirdly, we exist to do service for the community.
Right. So it's an interesting point we want to make, that you're changing the idea from what we always used to call having a community center to having a cultural center, just to kind of broaden the reach.
Well, you know, I think I kind of look at it as sort of being gay 2.0. You know, it's sort of an evolution of what gay culture is and could be. I see us as a new and different kind of social structure, particularly here in Nashville. You know, our community tends to revolve around our nightlife, our bars, and those have been great establishments for us. But I think it's time to think outside the box and to start thinking about different types or different ways that we could be together as people, so that we could really, 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 really come together as a community. And let's face it, I mean, we're arbiters of culture. And who better to proliferate a sense of culture than GLBT people?
Right, right. And through that, you have some interesting programs going on, some athletic, some cultural and film, and you want to sort of pick some of those out of the air?
Sure, yeah. We, you know, our programming is very organic. We really want to be responsive to the needs of the community. And you know, one thing that we offer that's been really popular is our Tuesday night yoga class with David Jones. That's something that's been going on for a while. And you know, we're looking at ways to offer some different kinds of wellness programming. I think sort of if you're looking at wellness, we've actually started we have a recovery group meeting for there on Friday nights for people who are interested in 12-step tradition. They can actually come to our center on Friday nights, which is really cool.
Which has a really cute name, which is Wangle.
Wangle, yes. Wangle, which is an acronym for We Are Not a Glum Lot,
right.
which comes from the 12 steps. Couple other things that the regular features that we have, we partner with the Greater Nashville Primetimers to offer a free movie night once a month. And I mean, really, in a bad economy, what's better than a free movie out with popcorn and soft drinks right there? And so Resch and his group, Resch DeWidgen and his group, have been really great about picking movies that are off the beaten path, that maybe you've not seen or you've not seen in a while. And so that's been a very popular evening for us. We have a youth group, an interesting youth group that is meeting there once a month. It's the GSA of Greater Nashville.
Okay.
A young man approached us a few months ago and wanted to start a GSA, or a Gay Straight Alliance, for high schools that don't have a GSA within their schools. And so now they actually have that resource at Out Central.
Right. Because from the GASA standpoint, we only have probably about three in Nashville that are actually housed in school institutions.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of kids out there that can use that group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, we're hoping, you know, we want to provide, you know, provide an outlet for youth voice so that as they strengthen at Out Central, you know, maybe the schools will change their minds one day and allow it in the schools.
Right, right. This is probably a good point, time to touch on that the hours of operation have been a little spotty and there's been a little struggle with getting the doors open broadly.
Absolutely.
But that has changed.
It has changed. Yeah, we're a completely volunteer driven organization. We have no paid staff. And so historically we were open for our programs and events only. But this past year we've actually been able to grow our volunteer base so that we are now open from 12 to 5. 12 noon to 5 p.m. Every day, Monday through Friday, to be a resource for people to walk in. So we get a lot of information and referral during that time, and so we've been operating under those hours for about 3 months now, and you know, we honestly want to expand them even further. So right. we know it's a step in the right direction.
Right. So there's some welcome wagon services going on with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We're really finding we're finding several niches, but I think one thing that's particularly been interesting is that people who are visiting Nashville. LGBT people who are visiting Nashville for the first time, they actually seek us out, whether through our website or just driving up and down Church Street, and they see the rainbow flag. They seek us out and come in and ask our volunteers questions. You know, where can we go out at night? Where are safe places if we want to go to church on Sunday? Where can we eat in town? Where's a good place to shop? And so we're finding that we're actually becoming a pretty nice resource, if I do say so myself, for GLBT tourism in Nashville.
Right. And some awfully everyday kind of questions you just rattled off, you know, not really queer community specific. It's just where's a good place to go eat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, when people come to a new city, they want to hear from the locals. You know, where would you go? Where can I get true, authentic, you know, Nashville flavor and have fun and, you know, be safe and just have a great time.
Right. So you've got some great programming going already, but you're always interested in more. So if someone's got an idea, they can bring it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, we really want to be responsive to the community. As a matter of fact, my philosophy is, you know, this is Nashville's. Nashville Center, our board, we're just there to pay the bills. We have implemented a program that we call Speak Out. And that happens once a month. And we're actually changing that evening. It used to be on the fourth Thursday. So please stay tuned to our website because we're changing that evening. But it's an opportunity for anybody to come in and find out more about what we're doing. And if you just have an idea and, you know, say, I would like to teach macrame, you know, then we'll make that happen. And that's actually how a lot of our programs, have started. You know, some of the features that I mentioned earlier, were literally, some community leaders who came to our Speak Out event and said, hey, I want to teach yoga. We'd like to host a movie night. You know, and so we really try to be very responsive, and we would love to see our calendar completely full.
Right. Well, this is a wonderful time to refer folks to that calendar, which is on your website at address of
www.outcentral.org.
Very easy one to remember.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and it is, if folks have been to it in the past, it's been a redesigned website. You've got a really much enhanced layout, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, it is still a work in progress. We were down for quite a while, but we worked with a local creative group called the Funky Umbrella, who redesigned our site, and they made it user friendly for us, so that we can actually go in and change things as our calendar changes. It actually syncs up with our Google Calendar, so you can see on our front page all the listings that we have and find out more information. You can contact us directly from that website. You can see past e-blasts. You can link to special events that we're offering, like our upcoming Gay 5K event, and you can register for those special events right there off our website.
And they can sign up for the e-blast through the Contact Us?
Actually, if you go to the newsletter tab,
okay.
There are three buttons there, and one of those you can actually sign up for the e-blast.
Right.
And we send that out once a week. So
that's
you
right.
always...
And that has what on it?
It has information about all of our programs. So it essentially gives a more detailed list of our calendar, including including some special one-time events that we have. It also includes information about our service initiatives that we're doing. Two things stand out right now. We actually partner with Covenant Cupboard, which is actually an extension of Covenant of the Cross Church in North Nashville, and they actually have the only GLBT food pantry in town, and so we've partnered with them. So Out Central is actually a drop-off site, and so in that e-blast you can find out what goods are needed for the cupboard.
Wow, wonderful. Another way of giving back to our folks.
Absolutely.
And speaking of giving back, it would be nice if some folks felt like they wanted to give the Out Central some love, that donations and service all are accepted.
We would certainly love it. Our operating budget right now is about $30,000 annually. And that money essentially pays our rent. And it keeps the lights on.
Right.
As you can imagine, running a center like ours, I mean, there are lots of other things we'd like to be able to do. And we rely solely on fundraising. So that money that comes in from the community goes back and keeps us running strong. So we would appreciate any support that the community could give us.
Right. And is there a designated volunteer coordinator? Is there someone who's sort of managing that, or is that...
Volunteer coordinator?
Yeah, because certainly if some folks want to give time, is there someone they need to say attention to?
Absolutely, yeah. If somebody would like to give of their time, they can contact board member David Jones, and they can reach him at david@outcentral.org. Which is pretty easy to remember, and David has been managing all of our volunteers. We actually have a volunteer application online. As a matter of fact, yeah. So if somebody would like to come in and volunteer at our front desk, which that's the main opportunity that we have now that we're trying to keep filled. We'd love to have some new faces volunteer.
Sweet. So you mentioned a 5K run coming up.
Absolutely.
Another one.
Yes.
I have to admit, there was somebody on Facebook today who was like, how many 5Ks can a city have? And so he's right. Everybody's running one. But this one is for us.
Yes. This is our fifth year to do it. And our run committee may get mad at me for mentioning the former name. It used to be called the Rainbow Run. And we're actually stepping away from that. It's now called the Gay 5K. And the reason we changed the name is certainly in response to our recent political climate here in Tennessee with the Don't Say Gay bill.
Perfect reason.
Exactly. So we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate our gayness in Shelby Park on June 23rd, and it really, really is a celebratory event. It's so much fun. And we tell people, you know, come and walk it, run it, roll it, you know, just bring your best and just come out and plan on having a really, really fun morning. That'll start about 7 a.m. You can actually register from our website. It's a $20 registration, and then, of course, those funds do go back into center operation. Even if you want to sleep in, you can pay the $20 and we'll send you a t-shirt, which is awesome for
you're
some
running
people.
In your dreams, you can get that t-shirt.
Absolutely. it'll be a really exciting event. And this, like I said, this is our fifth year, and we're really wanting to grow it. Oh, and we actually have a kids fun one miler as well. So if you have kids, bring I think it's under 12. Under 12, we've got a fun one in addition to the gay 5K. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, one of the things I think is really interesting about the space is the opportunity to use it as shared space for organizations who don't need a full-time office.
Right.
And you have rented space out before, and I believe you have some space available as well?
Absolutely. We have five office suites in the back of the center, and you know, our long-term goal is to really be a nice one-stop shop collaborative. So that we have our cultural programming, and that other organizations and businesses that are like-minded could also flourish there as well. We actually have two new businesses who've recently moved in. One is Wave and Haven Productions, and that's a music business. So they've located their office there, and then secondly, Kesley Page has started a massage therapy business there called Synergy Massage, and he's reconfiguring one of the offices right now, but it will be up and running this month. Other businesses or other nonprofit organizations, like I said, who are like-minded, we'd love to have there and collaborate with those groups, and then also the rental for those spaces, once again, you know, helps us to mitigate some of our fundraising costs so that we keep the doors open and keep doing what we're doing.
Right. And touching again on the space, you also have opportunities if the use of the conference room is a rental as well for a one-time or reoccurring?
Absolutely, yeah. Our conference room is available for the community for $20, $20 an hour, and we have groups who use our conference room quite frequently. The Pride Committee has been using our conference room for quite some time. Music City Sisters have been using that space for their meetings. The Smoky Mountain Rodeo Association. So one of the unique features that we offer is that we're the only nonprofit GLBT nonprofit in town that has space,
right?
That has space for the entire community to use, and so in addition to that conference room, if other groups would also like to use our great room, then that's available as well. So for for meetings, for parties, for
One of the things I remember in the Great Room was the GLBT health fair that you did in the fall. Was that? It's been in the last year. Anyway.
Yeah. It's been a while, but we actually partnered with the LGBT Medical Student Association at Vanderbilt to host that, and we had lots of health and wellness practitioners across the city who came and set up booths and was very well received. So, yeah.
Yeah, so lots of wide variety of things, like you say, all different services for folks around and different ideas. Well, that's certainly a lot going on and room for more.
Always room for more. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple of things on our radar screen, so please stay tuned. They're very much in the incubation stage, but I'd like to go ahead and talk about them a little bit.
Sure.
One of the things that we want to do, we're noticing that we're fortunate in Nashville that we have a wealth of LGBT nonprofit groups who are out there working on equality, political, social equality issues, who are working with youth. We're out there doing cultural activities. We have such a wealth of groups in town, and what we would like to start is a series of LGBT leadership summits, so that we can get all the folks who are doing all these wonderful things in the same room to start more proactively collaborating with one another.
Okay.
So that we can look at how can we share our resources to diminish bottom line costs for everyone. How can we better talk about our calendars so that we're planning events more appropriately and we're not
clashing things over time.
Exactly. And ultimately, I think it'll take a while to get there, but ultimately I would like to see us, develop a really nice strategic plan. In 10 years, what would we like for our community to look like in Nashville? And how can we get there? How can we build that roadmap? And we can't do that unless we're all in the same room talking. And I think because we have the space, that Out Central is perfectly poised to invite everybody else to the table to do that. So that's one of the things that we're looking at. And another one, and I've talked about this in other venues a little bit, but we would really, really like to establish something I think would be major for the city. It's an LGBT day of service, and it's kind of a unique idea, but to me, it seems like if we really want to change people's minds about who we are, then it would be incumbent upon us to show them who we are. And I think the best way we could do that would be to mobilize in a highly visible day of service, not to where we're doing community service in our own organizations, but for the city at large.
Something like what we have is Hands on Nashville, where large groups of people come together and do projects. So this would be a large group of GLBTs come out and do a project.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we've made some inroads with Hands on Nashville to help support and organize this event. And we'd also like to work with the other LGBT nonprofits in town, so that we there's certainly strength in numbers, and so that we could all pull from our different groups to make this happen. But to me, I think that if you really want to change people's minds about who you are, we can do that through service to the community. We can wield shovels, and we can wield paintbrushes and do something that's really, really healthy for Nashville.
Right. Well, and giving back to the city in our own little way.
Absolutely.
So we gave out a web address. Is there an office phone number?
Not currently. That's a bill. It is. And at our last board meeting, as a matter of fact, our board just voted that we we are going to be getting one, and so we voted on that this past month, and so we'll be adding that as a resource as well. And so when that's up and running, people can certainly be able to call in for information and referral services to find out more about our programs, and that information or the phone number will be available on our website. So expect that within the next month or two that we'll have an operational phone number.
Right. So you doing, is the center doing some special things with Pride things coming up, or?
Well, we're planning on having a booth at Pride, and we're going to use that as an opportunity to register people for the Gay 5K, and also as an opportunity to introduce people to our new online store.
Swag.
Swag, right. Love is my swag. One of our board members, Wesley Summers, is a very, very talented graphic designer. And we've been wanting to sell merchandise for quite a while, but we just don't really have the overhead, to be able to buy a bunch of t-shirts and sell them in our storefront. And so Wesley's done some research and has created some wonderful, wonderful designs for very creative, colorful designs for t-shirts that we're actually now able to sell online, and Out Central receives proceeds from the sale of these t-shirts that promote LGBT community, that promote Pride for Nashville, so we're going to introduce that to some folks at Pride, and eventually we would like to transform that online store so that we actually have merchandise on Church Street to sell as well. That's one of our long-term goals, but this is a good way for us to start doing that because we don't have the overhead cost.
Right. And keeping stock inside the centers, it's easier to do it when it can be ordered and printed and on demand.
Absolutely.
So that's the nature of the world these days. Everything's is on demand.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Goodness. Well, it's a lot going on, and you certainly have a very dedicated board, which I believe you've recently enlarged the board a little bit. So more chickens in the coop there?
We have. Last year we operated with seven folks on our board, and this year we've actually doubled the size. We have 13 very active members on our board, and it's so wonderful to have more hands to be able to make decisions and to take on projects. And I really hope that the community is seeing that we are able to do so much more now, and we want to keep that going. And quite honestly, in our bylaws, we have a capacity for an 18 member board, so that we have room to grow. It's been growing from 7 to 13 has certainly been an adjustment. But we do have room for more leadership, for continued growth, and having more voices, more people making decisions is always a good thing to have.
More hands pulling on the rope. As
absolutely.
It were. Wow, that's right.
Absolutely.
Oh. Well, is there any point I've failed to let you touch on?
Not that I can think of. That really, as I'm talking about this, gosh, I'm like, how are we doing all of this stuff? But it's just been such a labor of love. I've been on the board for going on 4 years now. This is actually my second year as board chair, and just to watch this cultural center grow has been amazing. And I personally have I have a vested interest in seeing it do just even more than it's doing now. Eventually, eventually I'd like to figure out how to how to get a space like the Jewish Community Center in West Nashville, where we're all playing, you know, where we're all playing in the same sandbox. All the organizations have offices. You know, we have a rugby pitch for the Grizzlies out back and softball fields and, you know, and all kinds of stuff. But that's a few years down the road, and maybe after a few of these LGBT leadership summits, we'll figure out how to get there. But in the meantime, I'm so very proud of the progress that we've made, and you know, and that people are using are using the center. People are coming in. They're engaged in our educational programs, and they're making new friends. You know, and that really is what it's all about, is having meaningful connections with people. And if I can be a part in fostering that, then I feel like I'm doing my job. So
cool.
Well, Nashville is benefiting from your leadership of the board of Out Central. Well, so thank you very much, Delray.
Well, thank you, Carter. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Oh, so listeners, we have been talking with Delray Zimmerman, who is the board chair for Out Central Cultural Center. We'll refer to that web address again as www.outcentral.org, and you can keep up with all this information we've rattled on and check their schedule and keep up with what's going on there at that site. I want to thank you all for listening to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. This is Carter Witt. Thank you for tuning in.